may not have heard about autonomous shipping, but it is posing a real threat to the jobs of those who are working on vessels today, many of them from the Caribbean.
On Belgium's inland waterways, Zulu barges, which can theoretically be remote controlled, are already cruising. They're operated by Blue Line Logistics. Its founder is Anthony Van Coyley.
They're workhorses. They're like a big lorry, which you see on the road, but this one is on the water. And as a matter of fact, the usual Zulus carry about the load of 10 to 14 lorries. The Zulu barge at the moment is not autonomous at all. It's still crewed by one crew member, but we reduced the crew from two or three people just to one person. And it's been specifically designed to carry goods which normally are carried by lorries.
Other industry watchers also believe the COVID-19 pandemic will propel the industry faster towards autonomy. Lauriane LaRocco is a shipping expert and author.
In terms of COVID-19 and the impact that we're seeing now with the crew members on various ships around the world where they're kind of stuck at sea, if you will, right? They can't get home. I think autonomous shipping will be looked at even more closely. Europe, as you know, has been well ahead of the curve in terms of this technology. So beyond the benefits of the supply chain and the digitalization, I think from a crew standpoint, not just because of saving on the bottom line from salaries, I think the saving of lives and having less humans, if you will, on ships, I think that COVID-19 has definitely driven that forward a little bit more.
Royal Navy veteran James Fanshawe is chair of the UK's Maritime Autonomous Systems Regulatory Working Group. He says public fears are overblown.
I was in the Royal Navy for 35 years. And of course, all the ships I served in had crews. But life has to move forward. And there is some fantastic technology which is now available to create autonomous vessels that can in many ways be, I say, safer than traditional vessels.
In what way? Why would they be safer? Because many people fear hacking or just a malfunction.
Well, there's always scope for that. But I think it's an important point to realise that in the majority of cases, there will be what is known as a human in the loop, if not several. So you will have remote control centres where there are people who are experienced mariners who are monitoring and, if needs be, controlling vessels that are technically uncrewed at sea.
So one of the fears about the advent of autonomous vessels, like with autonomous cars, is that there will be mass unemployment as a result. All these seafarers will be out of work. What kinds of jobs will be created alongside these new developments?
Oh, there will be a number of jobs that will be created. I mean, firstly, the remote control centres will be manned. The second thing is that it's the skills that will change. We've traditionally needed a set of skills in order to send people to sea, to take ships safely from one place to another. Those skills are the same. It's the technological skills that are perhaps going to change, and a lot of effort is going into ensuring that we cast forward and make sure that our training is in good order, ready for this change.
Given that the technology is already here, and many would say that we really need to use it right now because of social distancing rules being brought in due to the coronavirus pandemic, why can't this switch be made much more quickly? What hurdles are you having to face as part of your regulatory group?
Well, the first thing I must stress is that there are a very significant number of autonomous vessels that are at sea. Most of these are small, so they're working on marine scientific research, oil and gas, defence. There are a huge range of capabilities that are already being undertaken by autonomous vessels. The next stage is that the ships get bigger and they are then able to trade. One of my commercial projects, we're designing at the moment ships that will be able to take containers on what's called short sea runs, i.e. from the UK to the near continent.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.